Cursor in Bloomfield does machining work for the Department of Defense and the U.S. Navy. The company has an order backlog of $250,000 but had to stop production when inspectors at the Defense Contract Management Agency, DCMA, were furloughed. Cursor president Michelle Allenson says that problem has since been solved. But now she's worried that the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, DFAS, will run out of funds in less than 2 weeks.
Now we are able to ship the product because DCMA is back, but we're uncertain about the ability of DFAS to pay the contracts. A lot of the backlog that we have right now is due probably in about 120 to 180 days. So we're hoping that by the time that it becomes crucial to us to be paid, that the government will have the funds to pay us.
Allenson is also the vice president of Aerospace Alloys in Bloomfield. Even though only 10% of its business comes from the government, she says she's starting to feel the pinch in cash flow and is talking to banks to secure lines of credit. Meanwhile, biotech companies are also feeling the uncertainty. At Protein Sciences in Meriden, stall grant applications for the National Institutes of Health and lack of market data after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped tracking the flu are just part of the impact. Earlier this year, the company got approval from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to sell the world's first eggless vaccine this year to people in the 18 to 49 age group. CEO Manon Cox is hoping to obtain approval for a wider audience.
The FDA is not accepting any supplements, and we have completed all the work to obtain licensure of Flublok for seniors, people over 50 years, and unfortunately the FDA is not accepting any new applications at this moment in time.
New commercial borrowers will have to hold on to their loan applications until the U.S. Small Business Administration reopens its doors. But Robert Polito, director of Webster Bank's government-guaranteed lending, says he anticipated the delay and was prepared.
When Labor Day came, I instructed all my bankers to communicate with their borrowers and say, listen, if you've got a commitment out there, you'd best get it back to us so we can start the process and getting your loan approved through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Many listened, but if you didn't accept the deal, so to speak, hopefully it'll be a short shutdown.
Economist Peter Joyer, the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, says before the federal shutdown, the economy was growing reasonably well. He says the table was set for a potential party, but the shutdown took away the punch bowl.
They've already done something that, from economic terms, is not positive. And if they continue down that path over the next couple of weeks, then it's really going to have a negative impact. I think eventually we're going to get back on that track to growth, but whether we get back on that track to growth in November or we get back to that track to growth in March or April, there's a big difference for a lot of people.
Joya says the recovery from the shutdown could take a long time if Congress doesn't react quickly to the debt ceiling as well. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.